I want to thank AFR for being an amazing radio station, family-oriented, God-oriented, Bible-loving, amazing. Anyway, I have a lot more I'd like to say, but it's 5 o'clock, and Abraham Hamilton III is coming on, and I just love that AFR put Abraham Hamilton III on my dial at 5 o'clock when I'm driving home. God bless you, AFR.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
What a theme. Faithful God. He is. He is faithful, and he has been faithful. He continues to be faithful. I guess if you're faithful, you continue that way, and he is. And this is Exploring the Word during Share-a-thon. Two times a year, AFR takes time out to share with their listeners the financial needs that we have, and you have responded so greatly. You're continuing to respond, and let me just update you, and then I'll turn it over to Alex to say a word or two. But right now we've had 15,596 people pledge. Now when I say people, that represents families as well, so I think you could say triple that, even quadruple that. And you're getting 45,000 different people because of the families that are involved. And so we're wanting this hour to really count. We are in the midst of a $150,000 challenge. It's called the Last Chance Challenge because this is the last day of Share-a-thon in this spring. And so this is your opportunity to make a difference. Alex, again, our God is faithful. Let me give you a Bible verse that I just wanted to share today. It's from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him, Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, I just want to tell you, Share-a-thon's not over, but I'm already giving him thanks for what he's done, brother.
Amen. Well, it's great to be with you, Bert, and I want to say a big thank you to all the people that have given, the people that are praying for this ministry, the people that listen to Exploring the Word and all the great programming. But we would want to ask you to participate, everybody, and let's end strong. You have our word. You know what we stand for. We believe in the Lord Jesus. We stand for the infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're committed that America be restored through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's great programming, there's publishing, so many things God does through this ministry. And while the gospel is free, it does take resources to deliver that free message. And the number is 877-616-2396. If you would call today, and the Exploring the Word audience, the last 2 days, you guys have rung the bell. I mean, fill in the analogy of your choice. I mean, we used to say, and I don't even know exactly what this means, carry the mail. I mean, you guys have done it. But could this be the best day of all, folks? Could this be the best day of all? And let me just say that my wife and I are supporters of AFA. We believe in it, and we are participants in AFA, obviously. But we're not asking you to do something that we don't do ourselves. I'll be honest with you. 877-616-2396. If you would dial right now, let's finish strong. And Bert, let me just say this as well. I've been around a lot of ministries. What a great privilege, from first getting saved to going to Liberty University, being involved up there at Thomas Road, Liberty, working for James Dobson. I've been doing a lot of things. And I want to tell you, nobody, Nobody stretches a dollar as well as AFR. They handle the Lord's money so faithfully, and nothing is wasted. Nobody's doing anything extravagant. And I will say this, and I know Bert and I talk about this, and we pray about this. We know that you give sacrificially. You know, I mean, I get it. In this day and age, all of us, we're having to count our pennies, and to give, it's a step of faith. So very humbly, but yet passionately, we are asking you to please take a step of faith. And would you give and support, and even right this minute, your gift in any amount, would you call in 877-616-2396, invest in the souls of people, the future of our country, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. By supporting FA, you're doing that.
You really are. And right now, that $150,000 challenge, what that means, we had people who gave before Share-a-thon started because they're invested in it, and they want to say, listen, we give, we want you to join us, and that's what we're asking you to do, to partner with us. Now, let me just share with you, 15,615 right now. Now, I know this is a stretch, but Brent's the one that gave it. He said, wouldn't it be great for this hour us to rise up to 16,000? That would be 385 callers from right now. Now, I'm not going to do the math that Alex does and say that means we'll need 12 calls every 10 seconds. I don't know what it means, but it does mean that we have a challenge before us. And again, I just want to share, it's for the glory of God, because that's what we're going to do. That's the reason I read this scripture. It is a sacrifice of praise to God. God is good. He is good all the time. We Amen. Can depend on him. So make that call, 877-616-2396. Be a partner with us. It is the American Family Association, and we really do feel like it's a family. Brent, our producer, this is about his fourth, third or fourth Share-a-thon. He said, man, this is awesome. This is good. And you were on the phone earlier, right, Brent? You were on the phone?
Yes, sir. I was on for 2 hours. About everybody here, we pull two-hour shifts, you know, at least, some more than that.
Amen.
Everybody works here. Yeah, and you go in, you answer phones. There's no professional operators in there. Or I'm not in there.
Tell me your response. Do you love it? Do they enjoy talking with you? Do they have prayer requests?
I do. You know, you have people call and they're like, you know, oh, I know you got to go. I know you got to get to those calls. And I'm like, no, you're the reason we're here. you know, we wouldn't have this if it was not for you. I have time to talk to you.
Amen.
You know, and they love it.
Amen.
Well, this is the atmosphere that we have, and it is a little extra energy during Share-a-thon, and we know that, but it's all for his glory and his good. And so when you call in and make that call at 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net, listen, you're joining and being a part of our family. I know you listen. I know many of you pray. I know a lot of you tell other people, let me tell you about AFR. Let me tell you about exploring the Word. But the other step that we're saying, is God impressing you to give? If he has, the amount, that's up to you and God. It can be that small or it can be large. It's according to your abilities. And as Alex said, we know groceries are higher. We know gasoline is higher. Insurance is high. I don't know of anything that's gone down in the last 2 or 3 years, honestly. I do not know.
I know.
So we understand that, and we believe that. But we're trusting God to raise up more of our listeners to be givers. If that happens, the amount of money that someone gives may be less than they did last year. But if we have other people joining them, it's the same. So that's what we're asking you to do. Call 877-616-2396.
Amen. Amen. Well, what an exciting thing. And I'm going to read a scripture, Isaiah 41:10. This is a great word for the days in which we live. You know, God was always encouraging Israel. They were called to go to their promised land. They had obstacles and endangerments and bondages, but I think this is for us today as well. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, whenever the Bible talks about the right hand of God's righteousness, it speaks of his power and eternality because God is thoroughly holy and righteous. There is no sin, no death, no darkness in God, and he is eternal. And when it talks about God's righteous right hand, it means he is all powerful. And giving and participating and being joyful and having hope in these tough days. Look, folks, let's think about our God. He is able. Let's think about our God. He has called us. Our Lord Jesus will empower us, and the Lord needs to hear the gospel. We are committed. I say this as a guy that came in late. Don Wildman started this, and Bert, you were on the board, and God has grown this up. So I'm saying this as an admirer. I don't know any other ministry, really, that does as much, reaches more people, stands for all of the right things of God's Word. And so this is good soil to sow your seed into of financial support. Here's the telephone number. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Now, I calculated, Bert, if we want to hit 300 calls from now to the end of the show, we need a caller every 8.8 seconds.
Okay.
So let's just say every 9 seconds. Now, you can do that, and let's make this fun. I'm asking God, let's let this happen. And whoever you are, and we know there are countless multitudes of people listening right now, your gift in any amount, we are using it for the ministry. People are being changed. Souls are being saved. Give, please. Stand with us. Now, here's the thing we want to do to say thank you. And again, your gift in any amount matters. It does. Please call right now, 877-616-2396. But if you were to give $150 or more, just to say thank you, we're going to send you some Legacy Coffee that's so named in honor of the great, great legacy of the founder, Reverend Don Wildman. He's in heaven now, but the Legacy Coffee, if you give $150, if you make a pledge of at least $30 a month, you'll get the coffee plus his book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. And if you give that, if you're a $30 a month pledge, we call you a great commission partner. And so you can also give securely online at afa.net, absolute securely online. But I'll tell you what I'd really prefer you do, if you would, is call. And you will talk to a friendly voice. It'll be the revival of your day. I mean, it really will, Bert.
Amen.
I've been in the phone center, and I mean, it is the most happy, joyful place. They have church in there, don't they?
They really do, and it is great. It's fun to be here. It really is, and we know that. It's great to be here every day, but at Share-a-thon, it just goes up. Let me give you some names. Two things like to. We're not going to get a testimony. We're going to get two next time is what we'll do. But let me give you some names and places that have called in. And that number per hour, the callers are going up. We don't want it to stop. 877-616-2396. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it. You need to do it. If God has put it on your heart and said, I want to be a part of this, do it. We had Brenda from Van Wert, Ohio, Misty from Montgomery, Texas, Tammy from Paragould, Arkansas, Johnny Beth from Huntington, Tennessee, Rebecca from Huntsville, Texas, Ronnie from Letts, Iowa, and Janet from Blue Ridge, Texas. Man, Texas is coming in, and keep it coming. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, and the numbers are going up, so I believe we can make it. Make
Come
that
on,
call.
Everybody.
Make that call.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" The parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Once there was a king of a vast domain who was growing old. He decided that it was time to select an heir from among his four sons. So he called them in one at a time to discuss the inheritance of his kingdom. When the first son entered the chamber of the king and sat down, the king spoke to him. "My son, I'm very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give the kingdom?" Now this son was very rich. So when asked the question, he replied, "I'm a man of vast wealth. If you leave me your kingdom, I will give it all my wealth, and it'll be the richest kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, son," said the king as he dismissed the son. When the second son entered, the king spoke to him. "My son, I'm very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now the son was very intelligent. So when asked the question, he replied, "I'm a man of vast intelligence. If you leave me your kingdom, I will give it all of my intelligence, and it'll be the most intelligent kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, son," the king said as he dismissed the son. When the third son entered, the king spoke to him. "My son, I'm very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now this son was very strong. So when asked the question, he replied, "I'm a man of vast strength. If you leave me your kingdom, I'll give it all of my strength, and it'll be the strongest kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, son," the king said as he dismissed the son. The fourth son entered and was greeted by the king in the same fashion as the other three. "My son, I am very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now this son wasn't especially rich or smart or strong, so he replied, "My father, you know that my brothers are much richer, smarter, and stronger than I. While they have spent years gaining these attributes, I have spent my time among the people in your kingdom. I have shared with them in their sickness and sorrow, and I have learned to love them. I'm afraid that the only thing I have to give to your kingdom is my love of the people. I know my brothers have more to offer than I do. Therefore, I will not be disappointed in not being named your heir. I will simply go on doing what I have always done." Well, when the king died, the people anxiously awaited the news as to their new ruler. And the greatest rejoicing the kingdom ever knew took place when the fourth son was named by the king as his successor. Wealth, intelligence, and strength are often noble virtues, but they are weak indeed when competing with love.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Our condolences to Dr. Wildman's family. We will be praying for them and for all those that loved him. He will be missed tremendously. We love AFR, and we thank the Lord for it. It has been a great blessing and encouragement in our lives. We love you all, the Classy family.
Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
You know, that last testimony you heard, the family, classy family, I couldn't exactly understand. But that's what we're saying here. It is a family ministry here. It's a family atmosphere, and we want you to be a part of it. It is. It's awesome to be a part of American Family Radio, and I thank God for that privilege. I know Alex does as well. Our wives are a part of it. We're a part of that team, not only on the air, but financially. We're vested in this, and we want you to join us. And the numbers that we're looking for, we're looking for 16,000. Brent just threw that number out, man. He is really putting it on us, the pressure. But God is he's moving in your life and wanting you to be a part of this. Make that call at 877-616-2396. One more thing, I want to get this done. Brent, you talked to some people, and it sounded like you're going to share who that was, because it sounded like you enjoyed talking with these people.
I do enjoy talking to people.
Well, tell us.
My wife says I talk way too much. What does she know?
Well, tell us who they were.
I want to say hello to Leroy in Virginia, Pam in Brandon, Mississippi, and Susan in Virginia.
Well, amen. And what you do, the calls come from all over. Just let me give you into Texas, Virginia, Louisiana, Georgia. They're from all over. Alabama. They're coming in, Indiana. They're coming in from all over the United States making that call. And the pledges per hour are going up, up, up. And that's because you're feeling impressed that the Lord wants you to be a part of this Share-a-thon. It's the last day. We just do it two times a year, three in the spring, three in the fall. And this is our spring Share-a-thon. And let me share with you, we're at $150,000 last chance challenge. And you can give because others have given before you, and it just increases and builds excitement. So, Alex, they are exciting times.
They really are. And, folks, be a part of this. And we just feel that God has led us to pray for this amount, that we would get 16,000 pledges by the end of this hour. And that's going to be, I don't know, 285, 95, let's just say 300 more calls. And so if everybody hearing my voice right now, everybody hearing my voice would call, we'll make this goal, and you have our promise. We will faithfully, to the best of our ability, we will accurately proclaim the whole counsel of God, the Bible. And I've got to say, and it's not us, you know, Psalm 115, verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, give glory, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for the sake of the truth. We're doing this for the glory of God and for the truth, but we, to the best of our ability, will proclaim the full word of God that people would be impacted and saved. So here's the number. If you'd call right now, and before the next 30, 31 minutes, we're going to hit our goal and more than 300 calls within this hour. So here's this number. Please call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And let me give an appeal to my home state of North Carolina. The McFarlands have been there for 200 years. And North Carolina, I've been all over the world, but North Carolina is home. If you're a North Carolinian and you love the Lord, and you care about America and you believe in the Great Commission, I know that's a whole lot of people, then I'm going to ask you right now together, and I'm your fellow Tar Heel North Carolinian too, so let's show them what North Carolina does for the gospel. 877-616-2396. Bert, now you're a pastor and you're my friend and a little bit elder brother. Am I being carnal by wanting North Carolina to shine out bold right now?
Well, I'll put it this way. I don't see a North Carolina call yet, but I don't see one from Mississippi right on this 10 that I'm looking at. So make those calls. Louisiana, Ohio, Kansas is in there. Man, these calls are coming through. Iowa is in there. Calls from all over the United States. At 6 o'clock this morning, we got one of the calls from Great Falls, Montana. And, I mean, Amen. It had to be early out there when they called in. So it's not too late to make that call here at AFR. That number, 877-616-2396. And we want to hear a listener testimony. We don't know exactly. Brent's just picking one out and playing it. Are you ready, brother?
I am.
Okay, let's hear what the Lord has done.
I really just started listening to this radio station, and it really has impacted my life as a Christian, as somebody that's needing really valuable information about COVID and just the world situations going on. I just wanted to call and say thank you for just doing what God has called y'all to do.
Amen.
Amen. While that was going on, Alex, Joseph from Allander, North Carolina called in.
Amen. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you so much. Okay, I know right now, Wilmington, down on the coast, a lot of people in Wilmington. I know Raleigh is listening, Fayetteville, Rayford. I know that Charlotte is listening. I know in Western North Carolina, Cullowhee and Black Mountain and Asheville, Statesville. I know you're all online. I know down on I-95, at Roanoke Rapids. I know y'all are listening. So North Carolina, let's make that phone ring, okay? 877-616-2396. And I'm not going to leave out our cousin to the south, South Carolina, Dillon, Mullins, Conway, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Little River, Calabash. I know you're all listening. So, okay, the Carolinas, the Mid-Atlantic region, let's tell our nation about Jesus. And a big way we can do that is by supporting AFR. Call right now. Please call while you're thinking about it. 877-616-2396.
There's another North Carolinian. Alex, your plea is working, brother. They're coming through. But let me just share with you, this is missional. And I've decided what I want to do in my life is everything to be a part of the Great Commission. Our pledge here, our mission statement at AFR reads, and I read it just about every hour that I'm on the radio, the mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. That's what we're doing. We're missional. We go, Alex, we go where people are incarcerated. We're able to go. You and Brent did the study. We're going all over the world, Nigeria, the United Kingdom.
India.
And so God is working and showing himself strong. And so if you're wondering, so I want to do missional work. You are when you support AFR. And again, I say this truthfully. Why do we say the American culture? Because the American culture that was started back at our founding, and when you look at the Mayflower Compact, you will see that our history is so rich. And the reason God has blessed us so much, and the reason I think we're not gone under already, and I know we've made horrible decisions, morally they are, but we're still sending out missionaries around the world, churches, Christians involved in this for the glory of God. That's our purpose, is to know him, to make him known for his glory. And so when you make that call that we're giving you, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you are missional in your purpose. Mm-hmm. We're hearing from Kansas. They're coming through. Hey, DeKalb, Mississippi, you've come through. Camden, Tennessee, two in a row from Camden, Tennessee. Jeff and Jimmy, they're on there. Vidor, Texas. Now, I've been to Vidor, Texas. It's right across the Louisiana line, right there close to the coast. Great people there. Kenny and Debbie, great, great people that live in Vidor, Texas and all over Clearwater, Kansas. Man, this is a great, great day. The numbers continue to go up. 200 is we need just 200 now. We're headed towards 16,000. That means we need 200 more callers. And if we'd get that, that means the money goes up. So, yeah, and that's what I concentrate on, Alex. I can look at the money all day, but each one of these calls, no matter what the amount is, it represents somebody that is praying for us, telling other people about it, and sharing in the ministry of the mission of AFR.
Amen. Bert, let me just say this, and I want to share a little illustration about how what you're doing. Folks, you're going to get to heaven, you donors, supporters, you pray, you invest, we all do. You're going to get to heaven, and you're going to find out the harvest that was reaped for our investment in the gospel. Bert, do you know the name Edward Kimball?
I do, yes.
Do you remember the story of Edward Kimball? He was a Sunday school teacher prayed for children to get saved. And there was a rambunctious sort of street kid almost named D.L. Moody. And Edward Kimball, I think he was a shoe salesman, if I recall.
That's what I understand, yes.
Not all that, you know, charismatic or outgoing. But he led a child to Christ named D.L. Moody. And then another man got saved named Wilbur Chapman. And Wilbur Chapman grew and became a soul winner. And Wilbur Chapman led a guy to Christ, a baseball player named Billy Sunday. And then Billy Sunday began to preach and led a Jewish man to Christ named Mordecai Ham. And Mordecai Ham became an evangelist and evangelized a young fella you might have heard of named Billy Graham. And there was a time when by the late 70s, early 80s, like one out of every eight or nine humans had heard Billy Graham preach. Tens of millions were saved. Now, don't you know, Edward Kimball, that God used him to set in motion a chain of events? He's got crowns in heaven. See, I promise you, folks, you're going to get to heaven. And people are going to say, thank you, I heard the gospel, I'm here. And you're going to say, what did I do? Well, you gave to the gospel ministry of AFA. And it goes on and on. God knows the results. Like Don Wildman would say, we just are called to be faithful. So I'm going to ask you to invest in something that will count for eternity. And that is the work of the American Family Radio Network, the American Family Association. Give your gift in any amount will be used to spread the name of the Lord. It will touch lives. Call this number if you'd pick up the phone even right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Your gift in any amount, the best gift that you can give as God leads you, it matters, Bert. It truly, truly matters.
It does. And Alex and I, we're privileged, but we have this privilege brings responsibility. The responsibility of bringing God's word each day, Monday through Friday, to share that you hear. We're wanting people to be saved. We want Christians to grow. We want churches to be planted. I mean, we feel like we're on the front line with the Great Commission, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And listen, AFR, they needed that. Tim Wildman said, we need a program that we produce that is a Bible study. It's exploring the Word. So make that call, 877-616-2396. And when we get back, I'll be able to tell you what the numbers are. They are going up. Keep on making those phones ring.
On behalf of our broadcast team at Family Talk, this is James Dobson. You know, we couldn't be more pleased to be part of American Family Radio's ministry. As you know, American Family Radio is in the midst of a share-a-thon to raise financial support. And it's that support from you and from so many others that will allow this station to continue offering ministry that's impacting not only you and your family, but this entire community. So give them a call today and let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing for the kingdom. And give as the Lord lays it on your heart. It will also be appreciated by all of us here at Family Talk. The Lord bless you and your family. And along with you, we anticipate wonderful days of blessing ahead.
Hi, my name is Shamar White, and I give my deepest condolences to the passing, and my deepest prayers and love and thoughts go out to the family. As I listened to him, I never knew him or anything like that, but he was a wonderful, strong, godly, fair man, which I'm striving to be to this day. I listen to the stations every day. I am grateful for the family. I love y'all with all my heart. Please keep up the good work. Y'all are deeply in my prayers. I love y'all. Please stay strong. And if there's anything I can do to help, I am willing to do so. All praises go to the Lord. Amen.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You know, that last testimony said all glory goes to God. It does, and I want to make sure everyone knows that. Alex and I, we're here on the radio, we're receiving it, and we're excited about it, but we know it's God moving on the hearts of those of you who are listening to say, I want to be a part of this. Alex, has Brent told you the latest, and how many have called in? How many we like to get to 16,000?
So we need about 144 more calls, and we've got, let me see, about 17 minutes to get that done. So that's 1,020 seconds divided by about, so we need a call every 7.2 seconds.
Okay.
Now, here, so call this number, and I know there are calls coming in. I think we've just gotten donations from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, all over the Carolinas. Now, we, all 50 states and internationally. And let me say, I happen to know we have listeners in the UK right now. You could give online at afa.net. We have listeners in Canada. I know because when I go to Canada, I meet the AFA listeners. So if you would give online securely, absolutely securely, to give online at afa.net, if you'd call, look, every 7 seconds. So if you're listening, you're thinking, well, maybe I'll invest in AFA and seeing people brought to salvation, seeing the biblical worldview defended, seeing America restored. Call this number, and this is your time. The Spirit of God, it may be just stirring in your heart. So call 877-616-2396. Hey, if you give like a $150 gift, we're going to send you some amazingly delicious coffee called Legacy Coffee. It's super good. I've had it. It's really, really good. $150. If you are a great commission partner and you give at least $30 a month, that's a pledge. We understand it's a faith pledge. You're going to get the Legacy Coffee. Plus, you'll get Don Wildman's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. It's the AFA story, and it's a miracle story of a worldwide global evangelistic mission that God has raised up. Would you give a part of it? Now, about, I don't know, 140 more calls. How about we just blow this thing up? And, Bert, you know, I've watched a lot of games, like a basketball game, and maybe with a few minutes left, and somebody's down by 3, and they end up winning by 10. That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is. One of my heroes is Roger Staubach. Now, if you don't know who Roger Staubach
was. A Christian, by the way.
A Christian, and he played for Coach Landry, and for the Dallas Cowboys. He was known as Captain Comeback. I mean, he led, I think it was 27 games while he was a quarterback that he brought the Dallas Cowboys back in the fourth quarter to win the game. And so what you're saying is we're in the last part of our hour here that we're going. And so we are working hard, as Alex and I are doing. We want God to get the glory and honor. And again, we're just about 100 calls from having that 16,000, because you've made up that 40 real quickly.
God bless you, dear one.
And again, man, North Carolina, you really took Alex seriously. Paul from Littleton, North Carolina. Springdale, Arkansas is Jackie. Wilma from Kennyville, West Virginia. Thomas from Gonzales, Louisiana. I know where that is. And Gail from Fremont, Michigan. And Dean from Fredericktown, Ohio. People are calling in from all over. And you're making that pledge. You're saying, we want to stand with you. We want to partner with you. We're part of the family. And listen, that number is 877-616-2396. And Alex, I've been reading from Hebrews 13 during this time, and it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
God is faithful. He does not change. That's who he is. He loves you. He cares for you. He's got a plan for your life. And you're making this call, but it doesn't save you. The only way that you are a part of the real family is through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other way. God doesn't have a plan B. There's no alternate route. It is through Christ and Christ alone that people can come in a relationship with God and have the assurance of heaven. Now, Alex and I have that. I mean, my 12 years old, God changed my life. You were 21. Wasn't that right, Alex?
I really was, yes.
And this is what God does. And so why do we get excited about these numbers of people that are calling in? It's because it allows AFR to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to make missions possible, to keep freedom ringing so we can share the good news of Christ. And so, yes, we are Jesus, the same yesterday and today. And for how long? Forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah. 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Alex, North Carolina took you seriously is all I got to say.
Thank you, my home state of North Carolina. Hey, you mentioned Littleton. I'll be there Sunday night, April 21st at Calvary Church in Littleton. And I know that Littleton has been giving. So North Carolina, thanks. Hey, I love my home state. I've been all over this world. It's all good. But I'm going to tell you, and Angie would tell you too, it's just not home till my head is on the pillow in North Carolina. But the number, if you would call in, 877-616-2396. I want to read a verse about God's faithfulness. But, Bert, I love church history. Do you know the name Obadiah Chisholm?
I don't know if I know him or not. That's a new one. Go ahead. I want to hear
this. Well, he was reading. Now, you may know he wrote a song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness.
I know.
Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. And he was so moved by the faithfulness of God that he wrote just one of the most beloved songs, Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. And we would be remiss if we did not say this, folks. Do you know that love? Jesus Christ loves you. And whoever you are, if you're listening to this right now, if you've never been saved, if you are not for sure that if you were to die, you would go to heaven, then right now, today, I can promise you by Scripture, on the authority of God's Word, the Lord Jesus gave His life for you. He's done everything to make it possible for you to be saved and forgiven and to have a glorious, joyful life and a home in heaven. But what you've got to do is reach out and put your faith in Christ. And the way that you do that, the Bible says, if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. And in the midst of this, we give God the glory that support is happening for this ministry. But Bert, could we also give the number? Now listen,
yes.
If you want to make sure that you are right with God, call this number and we're going to pray with you and you'll know that you have Jesus in your life, because that's what this is all about. Bert, what is the number about Need Him?
It is 888 Need Him. You can do that. They're ready to pray with you. As Alex said, 888 Need Him. And that's more important than the call to this number, 877-616-2396. It's more important for you to know Jesus Christ. And I can't help but, when you were saying that, I could not help but think of you know, Zacchaeus. He came down out of that tree when Jesus came by and Jesus said, I'm going to go to your house today. And he came down and he told Jesus, he said, I want to tell you, I'm going to give my money to people. I want them to know this truth. And if I've wronged anybody, I'm going to restore it fourfold. This is why salvation is so important. To those men that are trying to be the husbands and dads that they need to be, you need God on your side. You need Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. I want to tell you, I don't see how in the world you can do it without him. I don't know what I'd done with three teenage boys if it wasn't for Jesus Christ being Lord of my life. I could pray for them. I could help them. I could share with them the greatest need they have in their life. And so, listen, make sure you know Christ. Do that about everything else. Well, we want to get one more listener testimony in, because, again, my two favorite things is to see the names of the people who are calling in and where they're from. And then the other thing is these listener testimonies of the difference that God has made in people's life using AFR.
I got connected to Martin by Tim's letter that he sent out before your spring share-a-thon. He said, we get letters, emails, and phone calls daily about how God is using American Family Radio to change lives, but this is one of the most powerful testimonies we've received. And then Tim said, if you want to drop Martin a letter of encouragement, you may write him at this address, and he gave the whole address and his number. I mean, when I read it, he talked about being locked up in maximum security prison, and he said that his only stimulation was a radio, and he got locked in solitary confinement, and all he had, and this was kind of God's sense of humor, but all he had was AFR and a Spanish station. So he just decided that he would listen to it. It was the only communication he had. He, after listening for 2 months, got down on his knees and asked the Lord to come in his life. And he said from then on, his life just turned completely around. I read that letter and just cried. And then Tim said, hey, if you want to send some encouragement to him, write him a letter. And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I wrote him. And about a month later, he wrote me back. And I thought, I'm amazed. And from then on, we've been writing back and forth. And he just told me little bits and pieces about his life and what happened. And the amazing thing was the letters that came from your readers of encouragement and prayer to him happened right when he was being transferred from maximum security to general population prison. He didn't get those letters until he was moved to this other prison. And then they started, you know, forwarding his mail. And he got it, and he said, I took an average of the dates, and he said the dates that I were getting these letters of prayers, encouragement, Bibles, he said all kinds of things. I realized that it was the same time that God came in this maximum security prison and brought me, they shackled him up, took him to a general population prison, gave him a job. And one day, he said, that's never happened before. And he said, it was those prayers of these AFR listeners that I read in these letters that got me moved. He said it was just all because of prayers and AFR. And let me just tell you one other thing. I sent him Tim's letter, and he had never seen it. So I sent a copy of Tim's letter and the back of his letter that was on it. And he said, I feel like a rock star. He said, I got all this mail, and then Tim's writing and sending it to all these thousands of people. He said, I just want people to know what AFR has done for me and what they must be doing for thousands of other people that are in prison that are listening to American Family Radio. I'm just amazed with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still amazed. I mean, that's what the Lord does. You'd think I'd have a little more faith in him. I can't wait to call and just tell him that you're still a rock star in Jesus' eyes.
Hallelujah. I love that. That's the second time I've heard that. And Alex, listen, that's the missional part. That's what God is doing. So when people share in their finances, they're praying for us, they're listening, they're telling others about us. But those that give, you're invested in this. This is part of what you do when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. The numbers are growing. I'm not going to tell what it is yet. We're going to hold it in reserve. But I think we got a lot of folks that if you're driving and you're praising the Lord, you might get ready to pull over to the side so you don't, in the praise, you know, it's amazing what God is doing, Alex.
Amen. We're about to shout hallelujah. And with just about 3.5, 4 minutes left in this particular segment, I want to be able to shout praise God that we have hit the number, and we need about 30 more calls, and that's a call about every roughly 8 seconds. So be part. This is just, you know, a little under 36 calls, and it's, hey, it's not a competition, but yet we are zealous for souls to be saved. We are zealous for revival to come to America. You are part of it. The number, call this number right now. And I just know any second, Brent Austin is going to tell us we've hit our goal for this hour. But the number is 877-616-2396. Look, your gift in any amount matters. And so please, a tax deductible, you'll be receipted, you'll deduct it on your taxes. It's a gift in evangelism. And we promise to work hard, be faithful, and together lives will be touched. Please call this number, 877-616-2396. And Bert, I've got to say this. You mentioned earlier that it really is, you know, the American Family Association, family being the operative word. You know what? It's really fun as I travel and preach and I meet people and they come up and they say, oh my goodness, Bert and Alex, you know, we feel like we know you and we know who Jan is. We know who Angie is. And it's really fun. You know, sometimes it's a little bit emotional. Like when I was in Texas, we had our big crusade the other day. And by the way, all the stuff I'm doing, my youth camps, I'm traveling thousands. And no kidding, Bert. Since I went on the air with Marvin Sanders nearly 16 years ago, and then Marvin got sick, and along comes Bert Harper. Since I have been on AFR, thousands of people have walked the aisle to pray to receive Christ. Now, I couldn't have done that. I didn't have any marketing budget. But when I get on the American Family Radio Network 15 years ago, I mean, who needs marketing? We're talking to the nation. And I meet people, and sometimes they come up and they cry, and they hug my neck, and they say, Alex, you don't know. Our marriage was falling apart, and we listened to AFA, and God has rebuilt our family, our home. Alex, I was in a bar, and I was listening, and I have given my life to Christ, and now I'm sober. Bert, that we give God the glory, but this is what you're helping do. This is about lives being changed and souls being saved, and it's about following what our Lord told us to do, which was tell the world.
Amen. We'll tell Jesus. Jesus would tell those people he had healed more than anything else. He would say to them, go home and tell. Go back to house and tell. We're 10 people away. And we got about 2 more minutes. You can do it. Listen, by faith, we're getting to 16,000, Alex.
Amen.
They're on the line
in Jesus'
right
name,
now.
We are.
Yeah, we are. Butler, Ohio, Louisiana, Arkansas, Michigan, Mississippi, and there's North Carolina again. Man, you've come through. That number, make that call, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. 15,995. We just got that five more calls. I guarantee you, they're dialing that number or getting online right
Amen.
Now to make that complete. Alex, it's been a joy to be with you this week on Share-a-thon, brother.
To God be the glory. And remember what Revelation 11 says. The kingdoms of this world will one day be the kingdom of our God and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. We still have about a minute and a half in this hour. Call us now, 877-616-2396. With all of our heart, I say thank you.